Yeah, welcome to the Netzpolitik podcast. My name is Markus Beckedahl. My guest today is James Turk.
Hi, hello.
Hi, you are with the Sunlight Foundation. Yes. Can you explain what Sunlight is?
All right, so the Sunlight Foundation is a nonprofit in Washington, D.C., and our focus is mainly on congressional transparency information, so getting more information about Congress for people and building tools to help citizens either get that information or use that information once it is made available.
So can you give a brief history of the organization?
So the organization is actually very young. It's been around about 2.5 years or so. And basically the organization was founded by a very small group, and then it created something called Sunlight Labs, which is where I actually work. And Sunlight Labs is the technology wing of the organization. And the labs is tasked with creating web applications and doing various other data work for the cause.
And how many people are there? Who is funding it?
We're mostly funded by large private donors. There are about a few more than 30 people that are actually in the office on a day-to-day basis. The labs has, say, about 7-8 of those. And we have a few outside consultants. So all in all, our number is around 40, maybe a little higher than that. And we've been growing pretty fast. There were, I think, 10 people 2 years ago and 20 people about a year ago, and now 40. So next year, 80.
Yeah, I'm always very impressed by new projects by the Sunlight Foundation. Can you give a short overview or one or two projects?
All right, so let's see.
What are the coolest things from a tech background?
All right, so from a tech background, one of my favorite things, and I'm partial choice here because I made this, was Earmark Watch. And so earmarks in the United States are basically just spending measures that are inserted into bills by lawmakers, and there's really not a lot of transparency in that process. And an organization called Taxpayers for Common Sense has been collecting these earmarks. They go to Congress and figure out where they are. And they basically put them in an Excel sheet, so a spreadsheet for people. And what we did is we basically put a nice, browsable, searchable front end on that data and allowed people to do further research to really find out where their money was going. There's a lot of wasteful spending. Some of it's good, some of it's for road projects, but there's a lot of wasteful spending that goes on. And this allowed people to interact with the earmarks in a way that really got them to understand what the earmark process was. And from a tech background, it had a lot of interesting... We experimented with some different commenting systems, and we were also hoping at some point to add the ability to actually go and take a photograph of the earmark if it's something that's photographable, because sometimes there are bridges or buildings that are built. So actually attach that on there. So there's some interesting things that we've done with that. Another interesting project that we've done is something called public markup. So the other thing that Sunlight does is we try to get better transparency laws in the U.S. so that we can get some of this data that we need more easily. So public markup, we had a lobbyist, or I think a few people were involved, in writing a model transparency bill that we wanted some congressperson to introduce. And this model bill has provisions that would allow open access to data. And so what we created was a website where it has our idea of the bill, but we wanted more input on it. We wanted the public to. So it's actually like a wiki style. You can edit the bill and you can kind of change it to have the provisions that you think are important. So if you think that documents should be released after 30 days instead of 14 for security reasons, you can go in there and make those changes and justify them with a comment system and kind of have a back and forth. And a lot of actual policy experts have started chiming on this process, but some just general citizens have as well. So those are just two of our projects that are fairly interesting. We have a lot of smaller projects that just kind of pop up day to day. Some days we'll just come up with an idea and divert all our resources towards that, and spend 2 or 3 days on that, and get back to our normal work. So,
how's your process? A geek has an idea, maybe some scripts, how to use several websites to collect information, build a mashup. And first, is it legal to collect this data? And how's the process to get involved with Sunlight if someone has a good idea?
So that's one thing that we haven't really built out, how we deal with outside ideas. As far as our internal process goes, usually someone has a cool idea, and there's a lot of people that we work with either in the labs and people doing other work with media outreach and things like that. And someone will have a cool idea. They'll recognize a need. And then basically we have kind of an informal meeting and people are like, that's a good idea. No, it's terrible. Let's not do it. And if it kind of gets rolling, then someone from the labs will start paying attention to it. And most of our projects are done by one person in the labs. So one of us will really be focused on one project. So we have a lot of things going at once. And then we have a designer that we share between us. So that is a bottleneck. And as far as outside ideas, we're actually looking to really build more of a community, especially, of course, in the US, but I'm sure we'd be happy to have people from all over. And we're looking to build more of a community, especially around open sourcing our projects. That's something that we've been kind of lax on. Like, as far as Earmark Watch, it was built for a specific purpose, and we had a timeline we had to build it on. Well, the earmarks were still relevant, of course, so we didn't have time to go through the open source process for that. But some of our smaller projects, we have open source. Some of our, and pretty much all of our data is open source. That is a big issue for us. When we get data from someone else, we want to make sure that we're allowed to distribute it as much as possible. And as far as, I think you also asked, is it legal?
Is it always legal? Or what do you do if something is a very good transparency thing, but using the data is not legal, but you think it's in the interest of society to use it?
We haven't run into that so much, because the real problem that we run into with data in the US is not that it's not legal to use, it's just that it's not available or it's hard to get. Pretty much, I mean, everything that the government creates is public domain in the US, which is, that is a beautiful thing for us.
We don't have it, right? It's a beautiful thing.
There have been instances where states and corporate entities have tried to copyright the text of laws, and that's not something that, of course, we're interested in, but it's not something that we've encountered, and if we were to encounter it, we'd probably ignore that because that's not really valid, and I can't speak for the legal team or anything like that, but I'd imagine that we would fight that if we did encounter something like that, and that we would not respect those laws as they're against the mission of transparency.
Okay, so you also have lots of lawyers?
No, we really don't have a lot of lawyers. I know that some of the other transparency organizations at this conference that we're at use a lot more lawyers than we do, but I think because there's a general understanding that if we can get our hands on data, it's legal, we don't have an in-house legal staff. I think we have people that we can need to consult from time to time, but we don't have an in-house legal staff.
So you're a geek with a geek background.
Yes.
What's your personal motivation in working with Sunlight and doing this project?
Okay. So my personal motivation is that I've been a geek for a while. I've been a programmer for half my life, at least. And also from a young age, I've had an interest in politics. And when I went to school and to university, I was studying computer science, and I realized that I didn't want to end up working for just a normal corporate job, that I'd really wanted to put what I was learning to use for the things that I was interested in. And in the US, there's really no better way to do that than with the Sunlight Foundation. It's just the greatest, I mean, merger of technology and politics that exists in DC or anywhere else in the US. And it's, so my personal motivation is just to, I deal with the two things I love the most, which are technology and politics, and I'm able to combine them for work, so it's a win for me.
In Germany, we have lots of hackers and geeks who are able to do such things. What would you tell them?
I would say that, you know, I don't know the specifics of what all the German transparency movement, but any sort of, I mean, this is open source principles in my mind. I'm sure that most of the hackers and geeks out there are well aware and a big fan of the open source principles. This is open source principles, the idea that openness leads to better code applied to everything. So I think that this is, I also know there's a, at least in the US, a tendency to be apathetic towards politics within a lot of geeks. And realizing that, I mean, as Lawrence Lessig said, code is law. And, you know, people who have the ability to write code have the ability to shape the way that the world is. So people are often apathetic because they're turned off by things, you know, by the government's corrupt or the government doesn't listen to me. that people have the ability to change that, and the people who have the most ability to change that are the hackers and the geeks, and more ability than someone who's walking around getting. I mean, petitions are great, but how often do petitions actually lead to change? And what can actually lead to change is direct action, and with the internet being the powerful force that it is, one of the greatest ways to make direct action now is by just putting together a team or just doing it on your own, an open source project that helps people communicate with their government or helps government communicate with people, or just get some data and put it out there and see what people do with it. People can impress you when you just put the data into their hands. People can find some really cool things.
Okay, yeah, thank you. All right, thanks. Final nice words.
Thanks.
And have fun.
All right, thanks.